Hexes and Hemlines by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exie Sands. Copyright 2011 by Julie Goodson Laws. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. "'Tis the night of the grave's delight, and the warlocks are at their play. Ye think that without the wild wind shout, but no, it is they, it is they." Arthur Cleveland Cox. Chapter 1. It didn't take a witch to figure out something was very, very wrong on the 13th floor of the Doppler building. It wasn't called the 13th floor, of course. It was the penthouse, and Malachi Zazi lived there. Or used to live there. At the moment, his body was splayed atop a long banquet table, a jagged shard from a shattered mirror protruding from his chest. Deep red blood spatter created a gruesome Rorschach pattern on the snowy white Belgian lace tablecloth. I took a deep breath and concentrated on not losing my lunch. Most days, I deal in vintage clothing, not corpses. I may be a natural-born witch, but I'm no more comfortable around Violet and Death than any other mortal merchant on Hate Street. I was here only because SFPD Inspector Carlos Romero had asked for my help. I now understood why. "When was he found?" I asked.
"This morning," said Inspector Romero. "By his housekeeper."
"Time of death?"
"The medical examiner hasn't determined that, but the victim had guests for a midnight supper. The last one's apparently left around 2:30.
"The body hasn't been moved? The legs were pointed toward the door like this?" The inspector nodded.
"Everything's as it was found."